So I agree with Jed that in the immediate wake of Katrina, the story was well told primarily. But beyond that, it was poorly told or not told. And the continuing trauma was largely ignored, especially as it related to race, poverty, inequity, and urban ills. And I think those things were really well addressed and differently addressed through culture. I'll just give you I'll give you one example. One of the core traditions drawn from those jazz funerals are second line parades. Any Sunday through most of the year, you can go to these parades. Hundreds and hundreds of people, 4 hours, following brass bands. If that was shot from above on CNN, it would look like, wow, in the wake of all this, these people can have this rolling party and dance. That's really nice. If they went down to the ground and spent the 4 hours, you would see that this was the political statement at that moment. This was the assertion of right to return. For me, the only reference point was the Saturday rumba in Cuba, which is where I was taken to find out what was really going on. So as I followed stories, following the second line, to condense, basically in the wake of some violence, a shooting that happened near a second line but not in, the police after Katrina tripled or more the fees that were paid for police and for a permit to second line. The second line social and pleasure clubs enlisted the ACLU. The ACLU brought a case against the city and prevailed. And essentially, it was a First Amendment case. And essentially, the complaint said, if you do not find against the city, this cultural tradition will cease to exist. I'll tell you that last week at Mardi Gras, the major Mardi Gras, that the whole city participates in, not the black second lines, these processions, there were a spate of shootings, including one killing. I called my contact at the police department, hey, are you going to reevaluate how the city deals with this, your fee structure, the safety issues here? No, completely different issue. This is isolated incident. We know who did this. Another of the stories that I did involved the police once again shutting down a funeral procession in the middle of the Tremaine neighborhood, which is kind of, is really, I'd say the hothouse for this culture and has been for quite a long time. It did bring up one thing, which is that having New Orleans rebuilding is one thing, but what city will be there? No neighborhoods. No culture. No culture, no neighborhoods. And I think that, so for me, this enabled me to tell stories that just I could not have told, and enabled me to follow characters that would lead me into politics, race, housing, crime in different ways. So I just want to close with the idea that I really think that it's no accident that when we got into Iraq, the antiquities were looted, and no one protected that. So what people have told me, what culture bearers in New Orleans have told me, that they fear and are experiencing is erasure, that they are being erased and their history is being erased. And I think that's a really deep trauma that we need to pay attention to, and that's been something that I was able to get across. Thank you very much. Thank you.